WRWB 49, and we're standing by. Alright, WRWB 489 from WSHM 738, over.
Yeah, good morning.
All right, looks like we're on tap for a really cool Monday. 71 or something is a high today.
That's great, I'll take that.
Yeah. Are we at that stage of the calendar already? Apparently. We bring August to the end on Sunday, don't we? August 31st.
Yeah, it's getting to be about that time of year already. You know, things are starting to change.
Yeah, maybe it's Saturday is the end, right? Today's the 25th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th. No, Sunday, 31st. No, I think Sunday. A little too early in the morning for me. So today is the 25th, so Wednesday would be the 27th, 28th, 29th, Thursday, no, Sunday. All right, we're going to put that one to rest. Sunday's the end of the month, that's what I originally thought. I think I remember seeing that like 3 weeks ago, so. I checked the calendar, but I'm a safe driver, Mike, so I have to watch out for pedestrians, bikers, cross traffic and stalkers.
Yeah, copy that. And QRMers.
They're pretty much not on the road unless they're driving next to you trying to jam your receiver or something. Who knows? Anyways.
Anyway, oh man, long week at that end, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay, well you worked, right?
Oh yeah, of course I did, yeah. Worked and took care of some things. And just, yeah, long weekend.
Yeah, OK. Okay. Well, there you go. If you get a chance, give me a call here.
Alrighty. Let me just gonna give me a cup of coffee here and cue us wide of the urinal for a minute, and then I'll be back.
Alright, get your coffee. WSHM 738. WSHM 738.
Still in there, Paul? WRWB 489.
I am WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. Give me a few here. I'm stopping at my favorite bagel slash coffee stop before I continue. All right, WSHM 738. I'll be right back.
Copy that. WSHF 567. Good morning, channel. Morning, Time Authors fam. WRWB 49. Morning, Time Mike. I'm going to be getting ready for work here, so I will catch you in the mobile. Copy.
WFTU 844 calling WFHR 566. No copy WFHR 566, WFTU 844, clear and monitoring.
WSU 202, good morning, Sherman.
Good morning, 202.
WSFF 330, monitor.
WSHF 567, monitoring. WSHF 567, you out here, Mike?
WRUU 850.
WSU 202, good morning to you, John.
Good morning. Refresh my memory. I'm not recognizing the call.
This is Scott over here in Roseville.
Yeah, it's been a bit, I think. Yeah, it's been a while. How you doing?
I think the last time we talked, we were talking about the beer truck that wrecked down there on 75. Doing great, man. Doing great. Loving life.
Yeah, I forgot about that. truck. Well, anyhow. Yeah, same here, just on my way to work this morning. But I'll tell you what, I used to love this bagel I used to get from Tim Hortons. It was a 12-grain. It was so good. And I'm not a multi-grain guy, but that bagel was just really good. It was real nutty and kind of had a buttery flavor. And you can't get one. I think there's like one or two Tim Hortons at Soterium. But one of my second go-tos is a salt bagel. And my God, you can't get one anywhere. I've tried Dunkin' Donuts. I've tried Tim Hortons. I just went to a little place called Elaine's Bagels in Clinton Township, and they finally had one. But good grief. You're getting down to like three different bagels. You can get plain everything and blueberry. And that's about it.
You put some Philadelphia cream cheese on that?
I mean, rarely. Rarely I do. But, you know, sometimes I'll toast up a plain one and just to jazz it up, I'll put some chive, cream cheese on it. But most of the time, just I'll usually toast them with butter or plain, either way. But not one for mucking them up too much.
The wife makes me some kind of grain bagel in the morning with cheese and egg and all that kind of stuff with some Philadelphia cream cheese. I just kept in there on the base. It was kind of crackly.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check the transmitter on the Mount Clemens because I think it's dropped off precipitously. You were in just fine, but I hear folks are having trouble. I noticed it. Dave noticed it. I think there was a third gentleman mentioned the same thing. So I think transmit output's down a little bit. I'm going to have to get up there and take a peek and see if something happened. But, you know, it's one of them things. When you got pretty near 300 repeaters in your care and, 290 of them are your day job, it's finding room for working on one. Is something.
300 repeaters. Wow, that's amazing. I'm just thankful we have this one that I use. Great job, buddy. Keep it up, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, it's not 300 individual repeaters. You know, 200, what would it be? 12 times... 14 times 20, so that would be 140. 280 of them are all one system. And so it's not like they're, all individual system, all individual repeaters.
There you go. That makes more sense. How many hooked up to that M8 system?
Well, of course, I only really have my hands in on three of those. The rest are handled by the Brotherhood, and there's a couple of players, two or three. Two players in particular. Sheboygan's kind of its own player. So, but what is there? One, I don't know. I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 or 9, you know, I guess. I never really had the number in my mind. I can see it, but you'd probably count them up if I sat there and thought about it. But we're talking under 10, more than 5.
Yeah, I think when I first started out on this GMRS, I think the first person I talked to was WRZP 544, right? Sheboygan Bob, which is 12 miles away from my sister up there in Sheboygan. She's in Indian River.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Bob's a presence on the system up that way. Of course, we've had it... sometimes it's connected. I had it connected for about 6-7 hours yesterday. And then when I went to bed, I disconnected it. And, so
When it's connected, Bob's usually a fixture out there. All right, Scott, I am pulling in the driveway here right on time, so I'm going to park, get inside, and see what the day brings, see what awaits me. Mondays can be anything from easy to chaos, so I'll hope for easy here. After yours, WRUU 850.
All right, Sean, it's been good talking to you. Yeah, I do a lot of listening on this. I don't transmit too much. I just got a bunch of aluminum. I got to finish welding up for a guy today. WSEU 202, Scott, and we are clear.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSEU 257, coming mobile and monitoring.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSJV 204, monitoring. WSJV 204, monitoring.
WRI. WRFK 359 for radio check. WRFK 359. WRUG 48, this is WRFK 359, yeah, get out there. WRUG 48, check, hey, by the radio. No reply.
WSJD 204, monitor.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
WAVD. WAFQ. Oops. Alright, let's try this again with the disposable one. WRUU 850.
It's awful quiet out here today.
Kurt.
WSFY587, radio check. WSFY587, radio check.
Node 7-1-0 connected to node 7-0-0.
This is WSID 817 on the mobile.
WSA 8336, monitoring and mobile.
Station asking for a radio check. Your signal's coming in, but your volume is so low I couldn't catch your call sign at all. If you could come back, speak directly in the microphone and a little bit louder, this is WSID 817. I'll be standing by.
Okay, I turned up the mic a little bit, and I'm hoping this is going to be okay. This is WRUZ 935.
Am I understanding that? WRUG 935? Did I get that correctly?
WRU Zulu 935.
Copy. WRUZ 935. Copy that. But yeah, you're getting into the repeater, okay? The audio is better. It's still a little bit on the quiet side, but it's much better. But yeah, you're coming in, you're coming in clearly. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Well, I'm hoping this is the, menu setting for the mic game. Is this any better here?
Roger, roger. That transmission is better. The volume is much better. So you're coming in. It's not loud or anything, but it's at a very reasonable level. Can you turn it up any higher? Maybe one or two more?
817993.
Okay, I turned it up a little bit more. I hope this is okay. The name here is John, Juliet Oxford, until November. And who is the other station that just jumped in here? Go ahead. So we are RUZ 935.
HR 566 on air monitoring. Happy birthday, Kevin, 566. I'm going to SPM 993. Thanks, Chad. You sound like you're right next to me. You sound coming in loud and clear. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. I got your message on Messenger, too, so I appreciate it, Chad. Absolutely. I call you the fire captain.
WSID 817, break.
817.
Yeah, first off, happy birthday to Kevin. But actually, I was in the middle of a conversation with WRUZ 95, so if you wouldn't mind just waiting just a few moments, I was just going to let him know. My name is Mike. I'm up here in Saginaw, and I was going to ask him where he was transmitting from. Would you come back, John?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm over here coming in the Mount Clemens machine, and I'm over in Fraser. And I've got the mic gain up almost twice what it was when I first started, and I hope this is an adequate level.
Yeah, roger that, John. You're coming in crystal clear now. You know, not every, I don't think every radio has a microphone gain adjustment on it. What radio are you using? Are you on a handheld or a base?
Well, it's one of those all-in-the-microphone handheld microphone mobile unit. I think it's 15 to 20 watts, something like that. Just running a little quarter wave on the roof, and it's the Betcha version of it. I've seen several different names on them, but this is I don't even know if I'm saying that name correctly, Betcha. But anyway, Betcha. I guess that's the title company for the Bofangs, isn't it?
Yeah, roger that. If it's a Bofang or a B-Tech or anything like that, I think it's the same company. But there's probably, I don't know, a handful of companies making radios for Bofang or Bofang. People pronounce it differently here and there. But yeah, you're making it crystal clear. If you're not familiar, this is a linked repeater system. I'm up in Saginaw. It's called MIA. You can there's not a ton of information online, but the people that run it have a website called w8cmn.net. I think it is. It's w8cmn. And they have all the information on that website about all the different link systems in the state.
Well, very good. Thanks for the help. I actually am the one that helped put up the antenna for this repeater that I'm on. So familiar with the building of the system and all of that stuff. So, but I appreciate it. I just wanted to get this check in here and. I'm actually trying to set this radio up so I can take it with me to work. I drive a semi for a living and wanted to put a radio in. So everything's got to be temporary and portable. So that's, I'm just checking it out in my vehicle so I can take it to work with me when I go back to work. So I appreciate it, and we'll let the other two guys get back in there too with the birthday wishes and whatever else they wanted to chat about. I appreciate the check and helping me get the mic gain set at an adequate level and don't expect it to set the world on fire, but as long as people can hear me, very good. WRUZ 935, I will listen out.
Hey, John, before you go, this is WRUZ 849. Is there any way you can cue us flyer to a transmission?
I am clear, and I'll hand it back over to WSBM 993 and WSHR 5566, I think it is, or 556.
There was a bit of a double in there. Somebody was asking me to go somewhere else. Could you repeat that? And I will do my best, but I don't know what's in the memories in this radio, so it may take me a while to get there. WRUZ 935.
This is WRWB 49. I'm just wondering if you had any capabilities of QS flying over to the Troy repeater, the 575.
Try, like I said, give me a minute to get there because, and do you know what the PL tone is on the 5.5?
192.8 or something? Oh, shit, I forgot.
Okay, I'll try and get over there. WRUZ 935, I'll do my best.
Sure. Okay. I'm going to turn it back over to the other two gentlemen. So with that being said, this is WRWB 49. We'll be out.
WSHR 566 993, you still out there?
Great. Great for Kevin.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, this is WSHR 566, Kevin, go ahead. I don't think you're making a repeater, I can barely hear you.
WSAA-330, monitoring and mobile.
WSCM-993, monitoring. WSDN-993 from WSHR-566.
Go ahead, 556.
Yeah, sorry about that, Chad. Lost contact with you. Them guys were talking. Didn't want to interrupt them, but I didn't get your transmission, what you said to me. I think you said happy birthday.
Happy birthday there and whatnot. Yep, definitely.
Oh, copy that. I appreciate that. Talk to you later. Have a great day. WSHR 566, clear monitoring.
That same to you, my friend, for sure. WSBM 993, WSID 817, copy.
Yep, roger that, Chad. Go ahead.
Yeah, there, Mike. Sorry about that. My apologies there earlier. I do apologize there. My bad on that. Just wanted to jump in there and apologize. So sorry about that, my friend. WSBM 993.
No worries, Chad. No harm, no foul. We'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Copy that. WSBM 993 will be monitoring.
WSIU 709. Mobile monitoring.
WSDY 438. Do you have it on there, Sam? Calling from Southeast Isabella County. This is Dan out here. WSDY 438.
call in. Let's see what your number is. WRVE804. I think I'm teeing it up now. I think I'm getting it. I can't tell because I keep the thing and I'll repeat her also. So we'll get over in that neck of the woods there and we'll see how it's working over there when we get that direction. What part of Michigan you in? Come back. Thank you very much, Barrington, or Stanwood. Thank you. I was just trying to repeat her. I thought it was down. I just called the owner there to see if it was down. I couldn't make it, I couldn't trigger it. Sounds like it's working good to me, so must just been me. Thanks again for the comeback there. This is WRST 438. WSBY, I don't know why I got the W, getting all bum puzzled. WSBY 438 there. Thanks, Stanwood. Well, thank you, Sam. You're out there listening. Appreciate you coming back to me on the text. Tell you that on the text if you're not on here, but WSDY 438, we're clearing the frequency right now. USGI 432, mobile and monitoring.
WRZT 544, voice on by.
WRDC 544, Sheboygan County. Bob Wyatt, you got your radio on?
WRDC 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, can you hear me?
Sir, I do. I have you loud and clear, Chris. Good to hear you on the radio. Roger.
Roger that. We're sitting in the living room.
You're making the trip up here to Sheboygan just fine, Chris.
Fantastic. We'll have to get this other one working now.
Sounds like a plan. One of the things we do on the network is we take a little pause after our transmission in case somebody needs to break in the channel. And Tina's here, and she says hello and sends her best to you all as well. Roger.
Roger that. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's fine here. We had a good day at Mission 6 yesterday for Ruth's retirement party. And we're fixing to sit down here in our dinner a little bit. Been a little bit chilly here today, but everything's going good, Chris.
Roger that.
Chris, you and yours be safe and have a blessed rest of your week. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and monitoring the frequency. Those on the network, WRZP 544, that's my brother down in Marine City.
new to GMRS, so if you hear him on there, he'll be using the family call sign, which is mine. Please make him feel welcome. WRCP 544, clear monitoring the net.
WSBM 993, portable and monitoring, Skyhawk County.
Hello, Chad, WSBU 844, Lapeer County.
WSBM 993, monitoring.
Hello, Chad, WSBU 844.
4-4, a long time. You just getting back around to the frequency again? I haven't heard you in quite a while. You been out of commission or what?
When I'm on, there's nobody around.
Hey, roger that. I must be heading home from work, eh?
Yeah, going through one heck of a rainstorm right here on 69.
Yeah, copy that. I hear you. How's things been going otherwise for you at home and everything, and the dogs and everything? How's that been going?
Not bad. Dog is getting big and I have a lot of energy. And, yeah, she's really growing and, other than that, everything's good. How about for you?
Yeah, roger that. Well, yeah, doing okay, not too bad. Just been busy, you know, taking care of stuff, getting stuff taken care of, getting things, you know, done that I need to get done and stuff. Well, just the everyday usual schedule, agenda, weekly schedule, you know. Doing okay, man. Weather's been pretty nice. A little rain, but it's been a little bit more cooler, so that's nice.
Yeah, definitely we needed this cooler weather, but the rain we don't really need. I've been trying to mow my grass since Friday, and every time I mow it, and then I gotta stop because it's raining.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Are you gonna get the boat out tomorrow, Labor Day, or any more plans for taking the boat out before the season's over with, or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it just depends on the weather. But, yeah, we'll be out there. Yeah, we probably won't take out the water until October. Yeah, copy that one. Hey, Sherman, well, safe travels to you, my friend, heading home. You enjoy your evening and all that good stuff, and thanks for the shout-out. Always good to talk to you and hear from you. We'll do it again. And you have yourself a good rest of your evening, and we'll talk with you again for sure. WSBM 993 will be monitoring the frequency after yours, my friend.
Roger that, Chad. Good talking to you. And, you stay safe and take care, and we'll talk to you again. Have a fine one. WSBU 844, we're be monitoring.
WSFW 542, help me out with a radio check, guys. Did a little bit of work today. Just wondering where I'm at. I'm from Lapeer. I'm Doug.
Four, Bob, here. This is Whitey Downing. Welcome to the network. I'm going to have you loud and clear, sir.
Roger that. Thank you, Wayne County. That's all I needed to know. If I'm getting to you from up here, I'm all right.
WSBU 202, you're making over here to Roseville, 696 and 94, loud and clear.
Roger that. Thank you, Roseville. Appreciate you guys. WSFW 542, I'll be standing by.
WRZC 544, it's your Boyden County. Boyden County Bob also has you loud and clear. Welcome to the net.
Roger that. Thank you, Sheboygan. Appreciate the shout-out.
How about it, Bob? The guy's waving down here in Roseville.
Roger that. WRZZ 544. You out there, Kurt?
I'm here.
Yeah. Got a copy on me, Kurt? WSAA-336 monitoring and mobile.
WSBM-99 monitoring.
993 is the WSAA-336. Got a copy, Chad?
336, Chuck, go ahead, WSBM-993.
Yeah, how you doing today, man?
Oh, not too bad. How about yourself, my friend?
Oh, can't complain, man. Had a pretty good day today. Got Mom over to her place, and everything's going good.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's great, man. I'm glad she's, you know, back into her place now. That's awesome. That's wonderful. You back out there working on that garage door thing or whatever, or do you get that all done now?
No, negative. Haven't been back out there yet. Had a full schedule today, and then I got to be back to my mom tomorrow morning, so maybe after the morning visit.
Roger, I got a phone call here, Chuck. Let me get back with you in a minute here. WSBM 993, clear.
Roger that. WSAA-336, mobile and monitoring.
WSIL-946, Macomb County, monitoring.
WSIL-993 coming back up if you're still available. Sorry about that. I had a phone call there. Copy, Chuck.
Oh, yeah. Roger that. That's no big deal, Chad. It happens.
But anyways, like you were saying there about the garage door thing or whatever, I think we were talking about that when the phone call came in, so I didn't really catch much of that. But anyways, what were you saying about that situation?
Yeah, I had my hands full with my mom getting her into her place, back to her place, making a bunch of phone calls and stuff. So I didn't have much time to do anything. So I just concentrated on getting her back over.
Yeah, I copy that. I hear you. But I think we're going to get some rain here, man. It looks like we might have some rain coming from the looks of it. I don't know for sure, but looks like we might get something. But anyways, Chucker, like I said, appreciate the shout-out, man. Always good to talk to you and hear from you. For sure, definitely, and glad that Mom's back where she needs to be now, so everything's going well there. But we'll definitely chat again, my friend, as always, and you take care for now, and safe travels, and we'll talk again soon, my friend. WSBM 993 will be monitoring.
Yeah, roger that. Good talking with you, Chad. Probably catch you tomorrow. WSA-336, monitoring and mobile.
WSHR 566 WSTU 844. WSBM 993 monitor.
Me too.
This is WSID 817 on the mobile.
This is WSKB 841 monitoring.
WSBU 844 calling WSHR 566. One more time, calling WSHR 566. You got a copy on WSTU 844. No copy, 566, WSTU 844. Clear.
WSTU 844, you got a copy? This is WSID 817. No copy on WSGU 844. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
WSBM 993. WSDP 667. You got a copy? Negative copy, WSBM 993, WSDT 667, square listening.
WSDT 667 from WSID 817, you got a copy?
817, go ahead, WSDT 667, good copy.
Very good. The name is Mike over here. I'm up in Saginaw, and I don't think I'm familiar with your call sign. What's your name and approximate location?
My call sign is Whiskey Sierra Delta Tango 667, and I'm Northern Genesee County, you might say Deanna Township. talking off of some old radio I bought and put an antenna on.
Yeah, very, very good. I'm glad you're getting on the air. You're coming in crystal clear. No, I was just wondering, what kind of radio is it? And would you mind giving me your first name? I'm fine with call signs, too, if that's what you're more comfortable with. But, yeah, what radio are you using?
Cursor State, UB5R MK5. And my first name is Gary. And I've been out to, you can check my license.
Yeah, roger that. I don't need to. I'm actually mobile. So I don't have the means to look at the call sign at the moment. But I'm out here. I'm letting my dogs run. I came out to the Saginaw County Animal Shelter. They have an area where people can bring their dogs to just let them run. They've got nice tall fences. And I brought a couple of baseballs, and I'm pitching them around and letting my dogs get some, stretch their legs a little bit. What are you up to today?
Believe it or not, I'm in my apartment. I got the antenna taped to the radio on the south side of the apartment building. I'm 2 stories up and talking off the radio.
That's very good. Well, I'm just going to, I got to go talk to somebody really quick, but it was nice to meet your acquaintance, and maybe we'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
817, I really appreciate the comeback, and I hope you have a good one there. I hope your meeting goes great. May God bless you and your family.
WSID 817 from WSDM 993. You copy, Mike?
Roger that, Chad. Go ahead.
Hey there. I wanted to ask you, how's things been going with you and Cassidy there for the therapy companionship dog at the hospitals and nursing homes and stuff? How's that been going?
Roger that. It's Ducky. It's the little black brindle dog. She's about 40 pounds. Her name's Ducky. It's been going fantastic. We got our badges this last week, so we've been into the hospital a few times now already, and we've gone on all the different floors and met some people and cheered up some people, and it's been pretty awesome. You know, you walk up to the nurse's station, you start asking if anybody needs to visit a dog, and by that time, usually Ducky, she starts crying for attention because she sees new people and wants to meet them right away. And then it brings people to the door. They stick their heads out the door like, what the heck is going on out there? Is there a dog out there? I'm like, yeah, you come and pet it real quick.
Well, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. I'm glad it's working out for you and Ducky there, and that it's going really well. That's really cool, man. So the nursing homes as well, or just at the hospital?
Right now it's just at my Michigan hospital, but Lori wants me to go to Health Force, too. So that I'll probably end up going out there, too, because they have therapy dogs at Health Force. But they don't go to all the different departments by choice, I guess. But Lori works in a sensitive department, and they don't get normally visited by dogs, but Lori says it's okay that they get visited by dogs. It's just that most people choose not to. So I think I'm going to probably end up going into that department, especially on days that Lori works. It'd be cool to go in and just go show off the dog for a bit, you know?
Yeah, for sure, definitely. Well, that's cool, man. I wanted to, you know, jump in there and ask you about that because I've been meaning to ask you, but like every time I talk to you, I keep forgetting it, and I just remembered about it just now again. So, but that's really awesome, man. I'm glad you guys are doing that, and people are enjoying it and stuff. So, got another phone call here, but all right, Mike, we'll get back with you. You take care for now. WSBM 993 will be clear and Matt here and back talking a little bit. Bye bye.
Roger that. We'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'm clear and I'm monitoring.
You get a radio check on his hand, WRMW 329.
Yeah, roger that, Tim. WRNW 329. You're coming in a little bit staticky, but it's readable. That last transmission was all static. I couldn't understand any of it. So try a different spot. Come back again.
I'm just on my hand out here. I'll take a little way from the Detroit with you. I was just seeing if this thing would even reach it from there.
Roger that, WRNW 329. You're making it, but probably just barely. A little bit of static in your transmission, but it's that one was readable again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Hi, dude. Here's the radio check. Have yourself a good evening. Hopefully a better day tomorrow. WRNW329.
This is WSJB 841, monitoring at 8:41 p.m.
WSJB 841 from WSID 817. How are you doing today?
Hey there, 817. Doing pretty all right. Just hanging out at home. How about yourself?
Roger that. That's where I usually am. I'm usually at my house. But this time I'm out at the Saginaw County Animal Shelter, and I'm letting my dogs run around in one of their fenced-off areas so they can stretch their legs and get a little bit more exercise than usual. So I'm throwing baseballs and tennis balls, and I brought a kickball so I can kick that around. I got three dogs, so they need lots of exercise.
Oh, that's pretty cool and different. I didn't know that any shelters just had, like, dog parks available to the public.
Yeah, right on. I'd say it's probably the size of maybe half a football field. It has 6-foot fences all the way around. The fence goes 2 feet into the ground and like 90% of the place. Pretty much everywhere except where there's a gate. And so it's a very secure place to bring your dog and let them get some exercise and let them run around. They can really stretch their legs out here. But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a nice service that they have. It's usually locked up. So anybody that wants to use it usually has to come during business hours to get a key. But I figured out a way to get in here.
Well, that's cool. I have a chihuahua and a cat. They don't need a whole lot of exercise. They actually fight with each other enough that it probably does them all right.
Roger that. I've got a friend that's got four chihuahuas. Chad, he's got three or four chihuahuas. I don't think they have the same energy requirements as the dogs that I have, though. I've got all pit bull mixes, and they're 40, 50 pounds apiece. and they like to run. Cassidy, she's got lots of energy. She's a Staffordshire Terrier pit bull mix, and then I've got another Staffy pit bull mix named Mio, and then I've got a bulldog pit bull mix named Ducky, and she's the therapy dog. She's the baby of the group. And but you know, she also needs to get out and run. I take them on one or two walks a day, but it's not the same as getting out and running, you know. But I think if I'm not mistaken, your name is Jason. My name is Mike. I'm up here in Saginaw. What kind of radio are you talking on?
Yeah, my name is Jason. I believe we talked maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago briefly. But I'm coming out of Western Oakland County on a DV40. What kind of handheld are you rocking?
Yeah, Roger. I'm right now I'm using it says Aliens on it. It's a Redivis HD2. It's a DMR. It has a custom band plan on it that allows me to talk on GMRS as well.
Oh, that's cool. You're coming through crystal clear. I'm assuming you're not hitting Detroit direct anyway. But yeah, I think that's a pretty fancy sounding setup. I don't even know anything about having custom band plans on stuff.
Yeah, Roger. Well, some radios have like a software block that keeps them from transmitting over 450 megahertz, which was the case in this case with the HD2. And then other radios usually have like a surface mount resistor that prevents them from transmitting on GMRS frequencies or MERS frequencies. And it takes a little bit of research and maybe a soldering iron in some cases to get them to do, in order to open up all the bands, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's really cool. I actually have a similar project with a Unit in 510 radio I got. Supposedly there's some not too technical stuff you can do to push a good deal of some extra wattage out of it anyway. Just something I've been meaning to get around to.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Are you also a ham operator, or do you just do GMRS?
Just GMRS. I also have a CB in the truck. Just because I don't have two GMRS radios. But I have a GMRS antenna on the truck that I hook up to my handheld sometimes.
Roger. I guess I should mention, I heard you say that, you know, I must not be coming up to the Detroit repeater. I'm up in Saginaw, which is north of Flint, maybe 30 miles north of Flint, 40 miles north of Flint or so. And, yeah, there's a repeater that's not too far away from me. I'm probably 6 or 7 miles away from a repeater at this point, and I'm typically much closer to like 4 miles. I live like 4 miles away from a repeater typically. I love the GMRS network. It's very extensive. It gets you across about half the state, so it can be about as effective as the MI1 or MI2 networks on the ham side.
Copy. Yeah, everyone out here seems to be awesome, super helpful. I have made contact with, all the way up to Sheboygan Bob and some people down in Ohio. So just depending on what's connected and when. And I'm 40 miles from the Detroit repeater, so making some lengthy reaches.
Yeah, Roger that, Jason. You definitely, I remember talking to you now. You make a stretch to get into the network. You said there's another repeater that's closer, but you can't hit it because there's not as good of a line of sight or something along those lines. I've been super lucky, but I have a similar experience with a different set of repeaters. Like I said, I live 4-ish miles away from the GMRS repeater, Saginaw repeater, and then on the ham side, on the UHF spectrum, there's another repeater that's only 4 or 5 miles away from me, but for some reason I have a heck of a time trying to transmit on it, and I have a better experience transmitting on a repeater that's more like 17 or 18 miles away. It's just sometimes it works out that way, but I've got a huge like electrical substation in my backyard, and I think that has a lot to do with my experience.
Copy. Yeah, I the other repeater that you mentioned, I actually live half the distance to, is the Flint repeater. I'm actually a lot closer to it. And on my handheld, in one certain spot, a very specific spot, I can hit it just fine, but otherwise, it's Detroit only for me, I guess. But yeah, I would have to imagine that an electrical substation right behind your house is going to definitely influence a lot of radio frequencies for you. Maybe some for the better, but I could imagine it causing you some headache too.
Yeah, roger that. For some reason, you know, GMRS is fine, 2 meters fine, both on the Saginaw Radio Club repeater and the MI2 network. But for some reason, I just have a hard time getting out on the UHF band, except minus GMRS. You know, it's just 440, I suppose. I got to use extra power to get to it, and not all my handhelds have it. But I think I'm going to get going. I'm going to head back home here in a minute. I'm going to gather my dogs up and head back home and feed them some dinner. It's been nice talking to you, Jason. We'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, Mike, it was nice talking with you again. WSID 817, this is WSJD 841, clear and monitoring.
WRUG 488. This is WRFK 359. Jack, you got a copy?
I got a copy. Go ahead.
How many showers this last night?
Darn good.
What I had to do is I've got some noise blankers, and I put them on my microphone cord. And what it is, last night I had the lights on in the house, and it was picking up the up and off those. That's what it was. Some more?
Roger, Robert, you're not doing it anymore anyhow. That's good. Well, I'm on my destination, Robert. I want to talk to you a little bit more. Catch you later. WIUG 48.
WRUG 48. WRFK 359. We're clear and monitoring. Have a good afternoon.
WFFT 902, 973, you got it on?
Hey, 902, WHAL 946, what's up?
Going out, 946.
Hey, you're calling out for Dave. I haven't heard Dave all day.
Then again, I really didn't get on, I didn't think I turned it on until about 1 o'clock this afternoon. So I haven't heard him.
No, roger that. I forgot to give him a quick shout-out, see if he's got it turned on. He might not have it turned on. He might not be feeling good. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, we kind of talked in the past, and hope all is well. You too, buddy. WSL 946, I'm clear.
Talk to that, brother. Now, like I said, I just got home, and I'm still took some groceries and lay back and watch the news for about an hour and fall asleep and get up and do it again. So, you have a great evening, WSFP. I'll be monitoring for a minute.
Yeah, but that sounded like a ham radio call sign, not a GMRS call sign. Man, two radios going at the same time. I thought the sound came out of this one. WRUZ 935.
Hey, RZX 218. WRUZ 38, copy. And 922, WIUG, 38, copy. Station 810, WIUG, 38.
Good evening, Jack. How are you, my friend?
Very good. How about you? I haven't heard you out there.
Yeah, I haven't been on a tremendous amount lately. It's just kind of hit or miss. I haven't really been doing much except going to work and back, and that's only a few-minute drive. But I'm doing okay. You know, can't complain. How's things on your end?
Very good, except the hot weather is gone, but now it's getting cold like every night. You go up to 56, 57.
I got off work at midnight last night. I got home, got that heavy blanket out, curled up under that blanket. I slept like a baby. First time in I don't know how long.
Are you right about that? Well, you're sounding good all the way here. And I know I know it was connected, at least, which is good. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. I had to realize it when I signed on there that I was actually keying into the Flint machine, and I just happened to look down at the radio real quick and switched it back over to Saginaw.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. All right. Well, good to hear you out there, and good talking to you. We'll talk again. WING 48.
Roger there, Jack. Good two showing with you there, and we'll do it again soon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
This is WSAB 841 monitoring at 841 ETM.
841 at 2041. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good afternoon, or good evening, I should say.
Hey, 841 WSAL 946. I think you said 841 an hour ago. And I was going to correct you, but thought I'd just leave it be.
Yeah, I'm sitting at home after surgery, going a little stir crazy, and my time got a little mixed up there.
All I couldn't do it. I wanted to jump your ass, but I couldn't do it. Well, how's the belly feeling today?
I'm doing pretty good. They gave me enough of the good painkillers for like 2 days, and those painkillers are, kind of known for backing you up to a painful degree, so I'm playing some catch up there. But otherwise, I'm doing better.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. All right, hey, keep up the you got to keep your attitude up and make it all great. Happy.
Oh, yeah. The attitude, definitely makes a pretty big difference going into it. So trying to make the best of it, I got a couple weeks off work, so I get to just sit here and hang out and rest up and heal up and sit here and watch Cops Spring Break all night.
Well, come on, you got to break it up. Get off the Cops occasionally, you got to see some Jerry Springer or something, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I've been breaking it up a little bit. I watched RoboCop the other day. That's pretty different, right? But, I've been getting up and doing laps around the house and trying to keep moving a little bit. I'm not just sitting and rotting away,
RoboCop. Wasn't that Arnold Schwarzenegger? Wasn't he the cop?
No, I don't remember. I don't know the actor's name. I don't even know if he's a big list actor or not. But it takes place in Detroit, so that's pretty fun.
Well, where I live, and I'm only a little bit north of Detroit, everything's pretty cool. Not a whole lot going on in Detroit. It's all going on in D.C. and Chicago, L.A.,
Yeah, did you know Chicago is home to the largest gun-free shooting zone?
Wait a minute. I'm pretty good at math, but that doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. It's a little bit of a joke there. I apologize.
Well, I can, as long as I have a scientific calculator in my hand, I can trig like a master. So, no, I knew that was a joke.
Yeah, no, I'm just sitting here trying to drink a bunch of water, and I ended up getting some Verner's, which I think it was Jack a couple of weeks ago was talking about Verner's. I think you might have been talking with him about Verner's. And, one of my family members came by, and they're like, oh, you need anything? And I was like, actually, you know what? I'm going to try some Verner's out. And it's hitting the spot, I got to say.
Oh yeah, Verner's is good stuff. I've been in Texas. I think you can find it, but it's pretty darn expensive.
Yeah, out in, I think they're starting to come this way. They got a chain out there, at least in Arizona. I think it might be in Texas too, but Total Wine, that was a pretty cool place for getting like regional stuff. Like, I was still able to find, like, some Michigan sodas and Michigan beers and stuff down there. I think I heard they're putting one in Novi, or maybe they already did.
Well, there's one not that far from me. I couldn't tell you where it's at. Might be N59 and N53 right in that area. But, yeah, they pretty much have everything.
Yeah, it's from what I recall, they obviously specialize in alcohol, but I think they had some other regional specialties that were not on the alcohol spectrum.
That's kind of funny. They specialize in alcohol. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they, whoever wants to sell with them, they can do it. Anyway, I'm going to go clear 841 WSAL 946 after yours.
All right, 946, good to catch up with you. This is WSAD 841, clear and monitoring.
Well, just one more last time. WSAL 946, Dave, 793, you out there, Bo? No copy, 793. WSAL 946, I'm clear.
WSAI 847. WIUG 48, copy. I'm on station 922. Station 922. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48 is clear.
On that transmission there, Jack, WSBM 993.
Let me ask you, where is that frequency there he's doing the net on?
147-240. The PL is 103.5.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So how you doing? Sounds like you just woke up not too long ago.
Oh, I'm just hanging out here. Been up. Just listening to a couple nets here, and that's about it.
I was busy. I just got home. I was over at my daughter's house, and I just got home not too long ago.
Can you hear that frequency, 147-240, from Rochester?
What? I don't know. I might have that on this 9600. I have to check it. I think I seen the 240, but I don't know if it's 147.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was surprised. Evidently, somebody couldn't do the net, so he just jumped in there and was doing it. So, yeah, he's doing a good job, too.
That's good. I already talked to Leonard.
Yeah, this morning I threw my call out. It was around 10 o'clock or so. And, we had a chit-chatted there on the FBI.
Good old Leonard, the good man. I know him a long time ago.
Yeah, he sounded to be a nice guy for sure. So, yeah, I talked for a while. He wanted to know my background and all that kind of stuff, but good guy.
Sometimes he monitor the simplex too. I think 146, 500.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 520. Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
Hey, you're right. Yeah, 520, you're right. Yeah, he monitors, he told me he monitored that one and the HP, the Hazel Park one. He always monitored those two.
Yeah, I don't hear anybody out in the morning on FBI. You know, unless you get up and do the morning rush and, you know, guys going to work. But after that, it's pretty quiet.
Yeah, because it's been used in the morning, maybe about 7:30. Before 7:30, about 7:15 to 7:30. After that, it quiet right down, because everybody's back to work.
Yep. So, anyways, it's going to be a lot cooler. It was pretty nice with the cool weather. Sat out on the deck quite a bit. But, it's really nice out there right now.
Yeah, it is. I woke up this morning, it was 56. It was a little chilly, but that's all right. I handle it.
56 in the house? Well, that's pretty chilly. Yeah, you're going to have to turn your heat on for too long, Jack.
Yeah, also you got to pay your heat bill. Another problem.
Yeah, I'll be a little while before we got to turn our heaters on, that's for sure, hopefully. But, yeah, it's coming, though, around the corner. That's for sure.
I can't wait till those leaves go down. I want to see how far we can get out with this repeaters.
kind of anxious to see how I do on that wire, especially if I find an amplifier. I should do pretty good.
Don't be in a hurry anyhow. Whenever it comes in, it comes in. If it doesn't, leave it the way it is. It's better.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm totally happy with it. Yep, it's doing the job. Definitely doing the job.
Yeah, I was just studying for a couple of days, and then I quit studying, and because, you know, I have things in my mind to do before the winter comes in, all that. I think I might go next month anyhow. Go get the general.
Yep, you should get that out of the way, get it done while you're still a little fresh. Get that out of the way, and then you'll be done and over with.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think, because I looked up yesterday, ARRL, and it's hardly anything else left for this month. So next month, it's about 3-4 of them out here by me here. So I might just go there instead of to go online.
Oh, okay. I thought the online thing was a lot better for you, but you must not have it available. Well, yeah, whatever you gotta do, get her done. I've been talking to that Jimmy. I gave him that book, take the tech class, and he said he's up to about, I think he said 50%, so he's getting there. He said he's gotta read it a few more times, but he's at 50% on taking the exam.
Good, you got 50%. Yeah, that's not bad at all. Anyhow, well, good talking to you. We'll talk again. And if it's not, maybe tomorrow. But I'm going to go probably in a little while. I've got to go on that 40 meter, see what's happening out there. We'll catch you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
Okay, Jack, we'll talk to you later. WSGH-92, I'll be clear. This is WSID-817 on the mobile. WSGH-922, Greg, how are you doing? I just got done, I don't know if you were listening, I heard you talking on GMRS, so you probably weren't listening, but there was a mishap with the net tonight, and I ended up doing the net on the KDC repeater just now. It went for about 35 minutes or so. I don't know if you heard it, but it was going on for a little bit there. I'm still doing it in 2 weeks, so please do call in then.
No, I heard you. I was actually telling Jack I'd heard your voice over there. I was like, man, you know, he was just checking in or something, and then I heard you said, you know, someone's call sign, go ahead. I said, man, he's doing the net. So, yeah, good job. I was listening for a minute there, but then I was talking with Jack. I was going to check in, but you were done by the time I flipped back.
Ah, dang it. Yeah, I could hear you and Jack talking because the radio that I was using has, I think it has two receivers in it. and it's the AZ-150R, and so I could hear the GMRS going ever so slightly in the background, but I had KAGAC cranked way up so I could hear everybody talking on there. But yeah, the guy that was supposed to do it is on vacation, and then the backup guy was sleeping in a Lazy Boy, and the club president was on Echolink trying to figure out who was going to do the net, and so I just kind of jumped through my name in the ring, and I was already at my desk, and I pulled up the preamble for the net, and just started taking check-ins with his permission. So yeah, it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now is supposed to be my official start date, but I guess tonight was my first one, so it didn't go too bad. I'll do better next time, and next time there will be a question of the day as well.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, you sound like an old pro for sure, and like you said, next week you'll be even better, so. Yeah, good deal. Yeah, that's pretty cool you jumped in there and did that. Those guys probably appreciated it for sure.
Yeah, roger that. It was fun. It's fun. I like talking on the radio. It's interesting. I've tried to develop the skill as it is, as it were. But I'll give you the latest updates. It's been a few days since we've spoken. I probably have maybe two or three dozen Terminators now. Some crimp and solder, some all solder Terminators. I didn't drill a hole, which is like the big thing that I wanted to do this weekend, but I was too busy. I was working on my yard and walking dogs and whatnot, so. No, but I went out to the animal shelter tonight, and I was running my dogs around and in one of the fenced-off areas, and one of the animal control officers, I figured there would be nobody there, but one of the animal control officers was there, and he came up and was inquiring as to what was going on, because nobody ever uses that yard. How you been, Greg?
Oh, doing pretty good. Not bad at all. Daughter came over this weekend, spent some time with her, and did a little bit of HF. But, other than that, it's all good. Well, glad to hear you're getting closer with your antenna. You'll have fun once you get that out, for sure. The HF side of things is opens up a lot more. Even nets, we won't believe it. There's nets that are, you know, all over the United States. Kind of crazy you can do that on HF, but there's a lot out there for sure.
Yeah, I'm actually super curious on how HF nets work, because let's say that you have somebody in Michigan, and you've got somebody in Kansas, and you've got another person in California, and the person in Kansas is running the net, and then they call the person in Michigan who can reach Kansas but not California, and then they call the California person next who can reach Kansas but not Michigan. Like, how is everybody able to hear everybody's transmission, or are there gaps? What's going on with that?
Yeah, it's a very good question. But from what I can tell, they have like relay guys set up. I haven't actually attended one, so to speak. I there was one called Old Miss. There's an Old Miss net. I did get in on that one day, but other than that, I'm not a big net guy, honestly, but somehow they do have relay people that, you know, keep the net going somehow.
All right, roger. I'll tune into some, and I'll figure it out. I mean, I like the East Coast Reflector. I like that it's early in the morning. It's at 7. starts at 7 anyway. And that's usually when I get my opportunities to play radio, is like early in the morning or in the evening. I listen just about all day, every day. Like, I'm scanning all day, every day, unless I'm in a meeting or something. But, I like them. I like a certain amount of them. And right now I'm in a mood for more nets, but I don't know how many more exactly, because, Monday through Friday is good. Then I got the local radio club has them on Sunday and Monday nights. So something like on a Wednesday or a Thursday would be good, I think. But, you end up running out of content to talk about on the radio, I think. You know, I'm pretty busy, but there's only so much I can talk about. I can sum it up pretty easily in just a few minutes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you'll, once you get that age up and kind of, you'll see a lot more stuff out there for sure. You know, you spin the dial or you don't hear anything on the repeaters, and then you just go on HF. And, you know, the digital side. I listen to Kansas City-wide and East Coast reflectors. You must hear Jack then in the mornings if you're on the East Coast reflectors at 7, between 7 and 9. I think that's the morning brew. He's on there quite a bit. There's quite a few guys on there from Michigan, actually.
Yeah, Roger, there are quite a few. There's a number of guys from Michigan that call in regularly. And, yeah, Jack is one of them. I've heard him on there. Detroit Rock City, absolutely. I've heard him on the East Coast Reflector. I don't know. I don't hear him, like, every morning or even every week, but it's probably once, twice, maybe even three times, if you're lucky, a week. You might hear him on the East Coast Reflector. It's pretty cool. But I check in there occasionally. There was one time when I went on vacation, I took a week off to go camping or whatever, and I had it on through the hotspot. And I called into it every single morning then, but depending on what the question of the day is, I'll try harder. I'll try more or less to try, to dial into it if the timing or call, throw my call sign out there and answer the question, because I'm still waking up and getting my coffee, and sometimes I sit down and start working early, and then I get lost in time, and before I know it, it's 9 o'clock, and the net's over, and my first meeting is starting to come up. It gets wild, it gets wild for me pretty early in the morning. But yeah, I'm gonna, I'll let you go for now, Greg. I got dogs have already eaten. I'm just letting them out for just a quick break before we go to bed. But we'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear, and I'll be clear after your final.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, I was just looking at the question for today. Is this pickles on your hamburger? Question mark. Oh, interesting. Yeah, some of the questions I don't know about, but yeah. Anyways, if I can ever get my butt up out of bed early enough, I'll jump on there. But I've been on a few times. But all right, we'll talk to you later. WSGH 92. I'll be listening.
WSGM 481, repeat a check.
Hey, station calling for a radio check. I didn't quite catch your call sign, but you are coming in a little quiet, but clear. It's WSIZ 474.
Thank you very much. Just checking in. WRZM 481.
WSID
WSBI 847. Station 847. WIUG 38. Copy.
WSFY587, this is WSFY587, anyone copy out there?
This is WSIE375, Matt, I'm picking you up, I'm in Clinton Township.
How's the weather looking out there? I'm on the way in. Highland Park.
Well, it's pretty good. A little bit cool. You're in Highland Park. You're probably on the Detroit repeater. Right now I'm on the Mount Clemens.
Yes, that's correct. My name is James, by the way.
Good to meet you, James. I'm on a radio oddity 20 watt or 25 watt base station with a midland antenna, all of it attached to a cookie sheet. You're coming through loud and clear. Have yourself a great evening. This is WSEI 375. Clear after your final.
You have a wonderful night, too. This is WSFY587. Clear.
WRXD901, WSDY438. WSDY 438, clear.